guys off of that. Hell, they never got to the moon. Well, they're all working for us, guys.
Yep.
Roll Tide, go Trump, let's hit the moon. Thank you.
See you, Red Top.
Appreciate it, Red Top.
Last hour news and views coming up, 272-9228. You know, Eddie always teased me, oh, you're going to start your own website other than YouTube?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, certain trends are occurring.
Is that right?
Yeah. May not be exactly what we were thinking of, but it's a trend.
Excellent. So I'm excited to learn about this.
272-9228. More news and views when we come back. And you need a ride away.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Joe Biden gets closer to actually being the Democrats' presidential nominee, winning the primary in Oregon.
He beat Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, who both suspended their campaigns earlier this year. The coronavirus pandemic during the mail-in primary meant that election workers had to social distance. Election workers were instructed on how to handle ballots, along with protective equipment from the Oregon National Guard.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. President Trump wins Oregon's Republican primary unopposed. Elections have been held by mail there since 1998. There's catastrophic flooding in and around Midland, Michigan after the failure of two dams nearby and heavy rain.
You look out at it, it's just lakes and lakes of water for as far as the eye can see. It's just unimaginable.
Jim Barker lives in Midland. 100,000 people are under evacuation orders. Some spots could end up under 9 feet of water today. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a comfortable day in progress. High temperature up to about 82 today. A sun and cloud mix. Rain chances not quite zero, but about 20%. There could be an isolated shower later on this afternoon or early this evening. Partly cloudy tonight. Overnight low 61. Tomorrow, high in the mid-80s. Friday's high, 90 to 91. We'll be in the low 90s on Saturday. Low to mid-90s on Sunday. Hot and steamy Memorial Day weekend with a chance of a spotty random pop-up shower or thunderstorm each day in the heat of the afternoon and into the evening hours, and not much change on Memorial Day Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Alabama Department of Public Health is now reporting more than 500 coronavirus deaths across the state. Health officials say at least 12,000 people have now tested positive for COVID-19. Baptist Health is seeing an increase in its number of coronavirus patients. Right now, 88 coronavirus patients are being treated across the three Baptist hospitals. Officials say 52 of the 88 ventilators are currently being used. And there is now a $5,000 reward for information leading to an arrest in a Macon County cold case from 1998. Sylvia Dowdell, a mother of seven, was shot and killed. Her body was left under a bridge on County Road 22. After all these years, family members are still fighting for justice. Contact the Macon County Sheriff's Office if you have any information. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Fox Tonight.
It's the Masked Singer Grand Finale.
Be there as Frog, Turtle, and Night Angel do battle one last time. May the best mask win.
The winner is...
Then, join football's Watt Brothers.
We are taking the game of tag to an ultimate level.
For the premiere of a new competition series.
Oh, my God!
Ultimate Tag. After the Masked Singer season finale.
Tonight on Fox 20.
Hi, Sue. Haven't seen you in a while.
Hey, Roz. It has been a few weeks, but you look a little upset.
I am. Remember the days when your doctor wrote you a prescription and you took it anywhere you wanted to get it filled?
Yes. I feel like my freedom to choose is slowly being taken away from me by insurance companies and these pharmacy benefit managers, whatever they are.
My understanding is that those pharmacy benefit managers are middlemen making billions of dollars by telling us what medicine to take, how to take it, and where to get it.
Really? What's next?
Mail order pharmacy. How personal is that?
I want to be able to look at my pharmacist in the eye and ask questions about my my prescriptions. Not dial some 800 number and then be put on hold, waiting to talk to someone I don't even know. This is my health we are talking about here.
Don't let those insurance companies, controlled by the pharmacy benefit managers, tell you where to get your prescriptions filled. Visit us at Adams Drugs, and let us continue to provide you the kind of health care you deserve. Adams Drugs, providing quality personal prescription service for over 58 years.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. At River Region Contracting, we know times are stressful, and we're here to help relieve some of that stress for the people whose lives were affected by the recent storms. At River Region Contracting, our knowledgeable staff will help you open up your claim and guide you through the claims process from beginning to end. Remember, your roof is your first line of defense for one of your biggest investments. So call us today for a free inspection at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
Have you heard about those guys on the Health and Wealth Show?
Hide your wives and daughters. Hide the groceries, too.
Well, they're not that bad, but they are on the radio. 6 until 7, weekday evenings on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. In the house with me, Eddie Bader.
Yo, yo, yo.
Eddie,
loving
I'm
your bumper music here.
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling willing and able, ready to put my cards on the table. But you have, let's put this story together. Let's start it together, get right to it, folks. There have been major complaints as we've been complaining, as well as the President of the United States has joined us, about how the WHO, the World Health Organization, acted in the midst of this COVID-19 outbreak, and they're now praising China as the model for outbreak management. Wait, the model is now millions and millions of people around the world get this thing, the global economy comes to a halt. That's the model? What the hell, Tedros? Nice Hawaiian shirt, by the way.
I thought so.
Yeah, it actually wasn't bad.
Yeah.
So as we're all worried about that, there's been this massive campaign to make sure the WHO is, you got to listen to them. You got to listen to the authorities. And one of the ways people have been pushing this is YouTube has been taking off any video that contradicts the WHO.
Is that right?
And correct opinion. Yeah, top epidemiologists, say from like Sweden.
Yeah.
Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Sweden. Yeah. They're taking videos off left and right. Remember the doctors out from California?
Oh, yeah. Well, they came,
that was removed, too.
Really?
Because you can't contradict your betters.
But I thought you could post anything on YouTube that wasn't just flat-out inflammatory.
Well, they keep changing the rules. And, you've joked, Joey, when you're building up that video website, the little Joey isn't. But what did I tell you? I told you it'll take a few whales moving. There are two different types of YouTubes now. There's the corporate YouTube that's in bed with a lot of the old media companies, that's in bed with a lot of the dying music industry and the Hollywood. And then there's the organic original YouTube of all sorts of weirdos who have built up massive audiences.
Big time, man.
Massive. There's a lot of weird stuff out there. Yeah. Podcasts I'd recommend, by the way, folks, interview this guy a while back, is The Create Unknown. By my good friend Matthew Tabor and Kevin Lieber. They've got a channel.
Unknown.
Yeah, they've got a channel on YouTube called Vsauce, too. They do a lot of dilemmas and conundrums and scientific ideas, math problems. Really cool show. They've got 2 million subscribers or so.
Wow, okay.
So very popular, successful guys, brilliant guys, funny guys, and they have a podcast where they talk to all these folks who are now creators in the YouTube space. And one of their episodes is called The Two YouTubes.
Mm-hmm.
They break this down. And what it will take is just a few whales, so to speak, from the organic YouTube to jump onto other platforms.
I got
to take content away from YouTube, and that's going to start changing things. And it won't require startups necessarily. What it will probably take is another big company who has the capital, who has the technological know-how, to jump in and start providing more in the video space. Well, that's starting to happen. No surprise to anybody who's listened to me for a while. I'm big fan of Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan is like Oprah for men.
I really like Rogan.
Rogan, it's fantastic. Sometimes it's just him hanging out with his buddies, smoking pot, and they're having a good old time, and it's hilarious. Sometimes he has really good interviews.
Yeah, then all of a sudden he brings
with academics and or with, you know, top politicians. Dan Crenshaw's been on recently.
Oh, yeah.
Tulsi Gabbard was on. I mean, he's been great lately. I love Rogan, and I usually watch him on YouTube. Well, starting September 1st of 2020, this is directly from Joe Rogan's Instagram account. The podcast is moving to Spotify. On September 1st, the podcast will be available on Spotify as well as all other platforms. But at the end of 2020, at the end of the year, it will move exclusively to Spotify.
Oh, wow.
Including the video version. It will remain free. And it will be the exact same show. It's just a licensing deal. So Spotify won't have any creative control over the show. They want me to just continue doing it the way I've been doing it right now. We will still have clips on YouTube, but full versions of the show will only be on Spotify after the end of the year. And apparently this deal is worth $100 million.
Wow.
So this little internet podcasting thing is becoming a big effing deal
for
the former vice president.
Once they realize they can monetize something, and obviously that's what Spotify is, and Joe Rogan, they saw the value.
And guess what? No more full video episodes of Joe Rogan on YouTube. Wonder how many more deals might be made with Spotify or others.
Well, you get a big one like him jumping. Because I think he's...
He drives a lot of traffic.
I think he's one of their top 10, if not top 5.
Yep. This is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You keep messing with the rules, YouTube. You keep screwing people over. People will move.
And you're right. We've talked about this before, where even in his podcast, when we'll watch him, they'll go to show something or talk about something. He said, oh, we can't show that. YouTube will edit us, and this clip won't be available. So, obviously, they're getting sick of it.
And on top of that, it makes me wonder how many people, because Rogan's been talking about this, others based in Los Angeles have seen, like Dave Rubin, Ben Shapiro. How many folks are going to just move from the states that are continuing these lockdowns for so long? People in, say, the Los Angeles area, people in the New York City area. I think there's going to be a massive migration of people out of those population centers to other parts of the country. You're welcome to Alabama.
Yeah.
Don't go too nuts when you get here, but you're welcome to Alabama. Now, I doubt Joe is going to move here because we still have the wacky backy illegal
here. You've seen the I forget what show he was on where he talked about Alabama. He came down to Dothan and did a...
yes.
That was so such
a
great
he's
one.
Been to Alabama before.
I don't know if he'll be back except to hang out with Kid Rock. But
I think that's a great development. It's not really about Rogan. The story is about one of the biggest people on YouTube right now is moving to a different platform. And this is exactly what we need. I hear what folks, the populist right, has been saying, that YouTube, Facebook, I've talked with our own bossy, Rick Peters, that, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, they're all going way too far. And it really is censoring people. They're being selective in how they ban people. It's not good stuff. But I've never thought the solution is for, like, Josh Hawley of Missouri, senator from Missouri, or anybody else to come in and have the government regulate what YouTube and these places can do. If you care about freedom, do you really think you're going to get free speech by having the government come in and control these platforms? Really?
I got to say no on that, Joe.
Are you really going to get more free speech by exposing YouTube and Facebook to more liability claims? No. The way you do it is robust competition.
Mm-hmm.
And get creative in how you beat these bastards. And this is a good sign.
So let me say, are you announcing this because you are fixing to jump to Spotify, Joey?
I wish.
There's now, a $1 deal.
We're
going to
be here on
it.
News Talk 93.1.
Well, there's a $1 deal in it for you if you do.
But that's a great sign.
I hope others will follow, and I'm sure they will, especially after Rogan jumping in there and coming out publicly and saying it.
Now, they might not get the huge deals, but I think big companies that are already have, again, the capital and the technical know-how to create video platforms, they're going to jump into the space because it's where it's going.
That's right.
And I think right now, YouTube made a deal with the devil, and that devil is the legacy media and cable news networks. They got all corporate, and I think they made a very poor decision when they did that. You want to organically share Tucker Carlson or Rachel Maddow or whatever, fine. But when you're boosting certain folks, we are aware of what you're doing.
Why do you think that happened? Who do you think got a hold of
it's
YouTube?
It's money, man. If folks are coming in going, we'll give you these billion-dollar ad buys. Mm-hmm.
If you'll just lean in our direction.
Yeah, I mean, it's money. And that's how they've controlled things before. So I think this is a good sign. It takes a little time. Yeah. It'll be the end of the year. But I think more of this is to come. And there's always a way to get the information out. The worst thing that's happened is I think there's a whole generation who thinks the internet is just social media. Now, the internet is a much bigger space than that.
Those are the same people who think the internet's a fad.
Right. So, it'll have as much impact on the economy as a fax machine. You really missed it there, Paul Krugman. Let's just see who's on line one here. News and Views, you're on there.
Hey, this is Brandon.
Hey, Brandon.
How are you doing, bud?
Good. I dropped off, but I came back. But are you guys familiar with BitChute?
BitChute.
BitChute.com. That has been the one competitor that's taken a lot of YouTube's thunder. It runs off of a streaming torrent type scenario, but it runs a lot like YouTube because when you were talking about YouTube censoring people, you know, it all started when they took Alex Jones off. You used to go to YouTube and see his entire, years of crazy stuff, edgy stuff. I mean, stuff that was ridiculous, and also a lot of stuff that's come to pass.
Well, and it reminds me of something. You familiar with the name of Andreas Antonopoulos? He was a big promoter of Bitcoin a few years ago. Yeah. And he talked about Bitcoin or things like it. You try to step on it like it's a little gecko, we'll just smash it out. As soon as you step on it, it's going to come back a Komodo dragon. Hmm. The more they push on people and try to control, the way we beat this is innovation and being creative. And I think there are a lot of people doing the hard work to lay the groundwork. They're not in the mainstream yet because that's not how these things work. You begin small and you build up. There's a lot of hope here.
I would recommend any listeners, though, go to BitChute.com. There's some, you know, edgy stuff, but anything that has been banned from YouTube is pretty much on BitChute. It's uncensored completely. And, a place for people to, you know, post videos and get them out there. A lot of people don't know about it because YouTube is so huge. But I cut cable a couple of years ago and just was watching nothing but YouTube and then streaming services. And it's a shame what they've done to it. Yeah, you can get Tucker Carlson a whole lot, but even Fox News is suppressed. The news channel on YouTube shows up with 2 CNNs, 2 MSNBCs.
Yep.
It's all, if you watch nothing but what they recommended, you would think Trump was a tyrant and an idiot and that he was, you know, breaking all the rules, doing everything wrong, and he was purely evil. And I see why a lot of the country just watches their Facebook, you know, reads their Facebook news feed and watches, you know, YouTube news, and they think, that he's this big bad guy. He's trying to save America. Is he doing it gracefully? No, but the other side doesn't fight gracefully either.
Right. Yeah, that's the whole point. I kind of like that he doesn't back down from a fight.
I think it's great. I love the chloroquine. He just popped that on him.
Rock, it's bad for you. It's going to kill him.
I wish he wouldn't repeat himself so often.
Donald Trump has been eating McDonald's cheeseburgers and Taco Bell taco bowls for most of his life.
That's why he's immune to this.
Right.
I'm pretty sure he takes a little bit of Adderall for his ADD as well.
That's some mentions.
There's a rumor out there about that.
I've known a lot of people, including myself, that have been jacked up on Adderall, and you come up with. He's got all the symptoms. He repeats himself over and over. He never stops talking. And, I mean, I imagine getting him to go to bed and put the phone down is almost impossible.
Hold on now. He might be all jacked up on Mountain Dew. We don't know.
Yeah, he might. Maybe it's just Ritalin. But anyway, or he may just be high on life. You know, a lot of people have claimed that he was just a one of those people that lived in a hypomania state.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
And a lot of the big businessmen are all, you know, not bipolar, manic, depressive, but they live in a life of hypomania. They're in a constant state of, you know, hyper awareness.
Yep.
And hyper energy. But to see his energy level in his 70s is amazing. I don't know how he does it. He's the only president I've seen that hasn't really aged that much since he got in.
I mean, it's all those Mickey D's fries, man.
President Obama went in looking like a young man. He came out a gray-haired fella.
Same with W. Clinton, all those guys, man. But here, I got to run, Brandon. Appreciate the call.
Yeah.
Take care, Brandon.
We've got here Mayor Stephen Reed was speaking live a few minutes ago. I want to go to this.
Okay. To listen in on Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed's remarks.
Help us spread the information that's needed to this community about the COVID-19 pandemic.
It's looking good.
It is something that has been unprecedented, has been said before in the history of this country. It is something that we're still trying to grapple with and get our arms around as a city and as a community, as a state, and as a nation. I wanted to come before you today because I think it's very important that you get an update and that the members of the River Region in Central Alabama understand where things are right now as it relates to our community. There's been a lot of information about the state relaxing some of its orders, and we understand that. It's been a lot of information about the country relaxing some of its restrictions, and we certainly understand that. However, in Montgomery in particular, we have ended up on a internal White House list of places to watch, places that could be a hotspot. And as we have increased our testing capacity, we have also found our positive test numbers continuing to rise.
Okay.
And I come to discuss this because it's important that you understand whether you believe this or not. It is a serious issue. It is a matter that can not only impact you, but more importantly, it can impact others. And we're at a very critical point in our healthcare system's capacity to manage this crisis. They're at a capacity that is not sustainable, and that puts everyone, our neighbors, our family, our friends, our church members, our colleagues and coworkers, in harm's way. I believe it's imperative that we understand that right now, Montgomery County, Central Alabama, is producing one of the largest outputs of positive test cases in this state. We have to be honest with ourselves and understand that although we are ready to get back to work, we're ready to get back to enjoying our friends and our family and getting back to doing the things that we were doing prior to March of this year, we're not there yet. I certainly understand those who are ready to get things back on track and who are ready to expand their businesses and get back to the plans they had for this year. And we want to help them do that. But we have to take all the precautionary measures that we can. And I feel it's incumbent upon me as the mayor of this city, and I think it's incumbent upon this city as the regional capital for Central Alabama, and certainly as a state government capital, that we be very transparent and very honest about where we are right now. And we have a situation where we have 950 confirmed cases as of this morning and Montgomery County. We have had 25 COVID-19 related deaths in Montgomery County. Between May 1st and May the 7th, 2020, we had a 45% increase in COVID-19 cases. Between May 7th and May 14th, we had a 46% increases in COVID-19 cases. And between May 14th and May 19th, we've had a 20% increase in COVID-19 cases. These numbers are not where we'd like them to be. We certainly understand that as we test more people, we're going to see some different numbers.
Right.
However, the trajectory that we have right now is one that's been up, kind of lateral, down, and then back up. But what we have not seen is a sustained downward trend. That is problematic. And when we think about the issues that we face, in particular in this part of Alabama, with our vulnerable communities, with those who suffer from pre-existing health conditions, it is important for us to take steps that are not only important to our own well-being, but those of our friends and our neighbors. And so what I want to express to not only the city of Montgomery, but to the River Region and all of Central Alabama and to this state, is that be careful. I understand COVID-19 fatigue. People are ready to get back to sports. They're ready to get back to recreation. They're ready to get back to doing things they are used to doing. I certainly respect that and I understand that. I've been a small business owner. I understand what many small business owners are dealing with right now and wanting to get back to seeing their payroll exist in a way that is functional for them and is functional for their employees. I understand that. But we have to make sure we are alert and we are aware to the risks that we also have. I also realize that churches are no longer restricted. But I want to ask all of our faith leaders to exhibit a little bit more responsibility and to continue to work with us going forward. We've got a number of cases in the state and across this country that have been linked to church gatherings that are happening prematurely. It's important that we understand that because the methods change does not mean that the message has to. So we want to continue with those methods that have worked, whether that be online or whether that be through drive-up services, things along those lines that allow people to still get the message of their faith and connect spiritually but remain apart physically. It's very important that we continue to practice social distancing, that we continue to practice those sanitary routines that we all were doing, I think, just a few weeks ago. But I'm not sure how many people are still wiping down their phones or how many people are still wearing a mask as much as they should. And we want people to do those things. Everything that you can do will help. There is no silver bullet. There is no panacea. There is no vaccine. So we have to take these steps that are necessary in order to slow the spread of this virus and make sure we aren't putting people in danger that shouldn't be. Whether those people be our senior citizens or whether those people be people who are dealing with other illnesses. Now, I want to make sure that I inform you of the last major issue before I ask our EMA director, Christina Thornton, to come up and give you some information as well. And that is where we are in our healthcare system. As I mentioned before, our healthcare system is at a critical point right now.
Okay.
And we're at a point that we are now diverting acute care patients to Birmingham because of our ICU bed shortage. That's very serious. Many people in Montgomery's hospitals are not from Montgomery. They're suffering because they don't have the rural health care system in place that they need. And so they come to Montgomery in order to get the type of medication and the type of treatment that they cannot get in their own communities. Well, right now, if you're from Montgomery and you need an ICU bed, you're in trouble. If you're from Central Alabama and you need an ICU bed, you may not be able to get one because our healthcare system has been maxed out. And so these patients are being diverted to Birmingham. And we don't want to lose anyone, any life, because we don't have the resources to treat them in this community. And right now we are short at Baptist East by 3 beds. Baptist South has 0 ICU beds. Baptist Health in Prattville has 0 ICU beds. And Jackson Hospital, not far from here in Montgomery, has 1. I want us to really think about the seriousness of that, because none of us know who may need that ICU bed today and who may need that this evening, tomorrow, or over this extended Memorial Day weekend. We want to make sure that we are doing everything we can to keep not only our healthcare system operable and working at a peak level, but that we are not taking needless risks as it relates to our socializing, because we can't be disciplined enough for a few more days or a few more weeks to practice some of the behaviors that have gotten us the progress that we've made thus far. And so I don't come before you every day to talk about how dreary the circumstances are, but I come before you this day to tell you that the circumstances are certainly dire. And I think that we have to make sure that we don't get into a hole that we cannot get ourselves out of in this city, in this community, and in this region, and that we continue to do those things both as business owners, as government officials, and as private citizens, to certainly respect the choices of each and every person that lives and works here, but also respect the needs and the health of our fellow man. It is important that we continue to do that by wearing masks in public, by sharing masks if you have access to them with your family, with your friends, and by staying at home still, as often as you can. This is a situation that we are all ready to get past, but we can't get past this situation until we have done the necessary things that we can do and we can control ourselves. And right now, with the numbers in Montgomery continuing to rise, with our shortage of ICU beds in this community, there's a domino effect on each step that we take, on each action that we take, and we don't know where that's going to end up for someone else who may need it. And so I want to conclude this part just by thanking all of our first responders. I want to thank all of our EMT and medical professionals for the great work that they've done. I'd like to thank all of the community volunteers who have gone over and beyond to keep us afloat throughout these last few months. I want to thank each and every person who has worked, who has done something for someone else that they didn't have to do throughout this pandemic. All of these things have helped this community. All of these things have helped the mindset and have helped the spirit, as well as the body of people that call Montgomery, the River Region, and Central Alabama home. And we thank you for that. There's not enough thanks to go around for those small acts of kindness and those small gestures that we don't know about and that you haven't told someone about, but that you've just done out of the kindness and out of the goodness of your heart. That's what makes this community so special. That's what makes us who we are here in Alabama. But we want to make sure that we respect each and every person that we are thanking in the hospitals.
Well, Mr. Mayor, I appreciate the words. Got to hit a break here. Sobering words. And I generally agree that if we're seeing numbers rise, people need to take precaution in their own lives. And I didn't hear any word of any more government action in that regard. But the one question I have, and I'll try to put this calmly, is I thought the whole point of the statewide lockdown and the whole idea of the nationwide slow the spread strategy was to build up capacity while things were locked down. Now, maybe we did. Maybe it wasn't enough. But to hear this news after being locked down for a month or two, well, it's frustrating to say the least, and sobering. So folks should take precautions. I didn't hear anything about government action there, but if that is the case that we're running short of ICU beds, and I've seen a lot of folks sharing the words of Dr. David Thrasher, then take precautions. But I'm wondering, what were we doing for all these months leading up to that? We got to hit a break.
Do you know how many we had to begin with, Joey, what's available? That's what I'm...
Yeah. Well, 272-9228. Be right back.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. We can convert your home movies and videos, as well as slides and photos, to digital files and DVD, whether it's VHS, Betamax, or any other home video format. We can also transfer your photos and videos from your iPhone as well, freeing up valuable storage. And if your new car doesn't have a CD player, we can convert your favorite tunes to a USB drive. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Danny at High Caliber Guns and Pawn in beautiful Prattville, Alabama, right there on South Memorial Drive. He's gone crazy again. What's up with this guy? With certain gun purchases, you're going to get ammunition absolutely free. Did you hear me? Absolutely free. Now, listen, they're open on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays and Saturdays, 10 till 6. And you know what? They are an FFL transferee as well. Make sure, by all means, just stop by High Caliber Guns in Prattville.
For years, Southern Bell's Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning, River Region.
Prattville Carpet will remain open for business during this time. As always, you can call them at 285-8117 for a free measurement. And now they even have a mobile showroom where they can bring flooring samples to your home. Prattville Carpet is taking all precautions necessary to ensure the safety of their employees and customers. Washing hands, sanitization. Now more than ever, it's important to support your local businesses. Schedule your free measurement today. All you have to do is call 285-8117 and they will come to you. Call Prattville Carpet at 285-8117. Today.
Hey, y'all. Lewis from the Capital Oyster Bar right down here on that beautiful Alabama River. And let's talk about a good time on the river while this weather is pretty and not before we get to July and August and off. Come down here, rent you a pontoon boat and bring your crew and enjoy this beautiful Alabama River. You can catch some fish. There's an eagle nest up north of here that you might catch an eagle. Folks came in the other day, said they saw him swoop down and pick up some fish. So it's a cool thing out there on the river. You can also bring your RV down here and just stay for a weekend or a week or however long you like to stay. We got room for you. You can come down here, and then all you got to do is walk over here and get you some good seafood. You know, we fry it, steam it, grill it, any way you like it. Getting good fish out of Destin, crab claws and shrimp out of Bottle of Battery. We're getting you some good seafood. We're doing social distancing. We got plenty of room out here, as long as it's not raining. And we're going to have some more good music on Sunday afternoon. That's right. This week, John Bull, Ed Pickett, and the band, all the guys going to be out here. We'll have a 5 o'clock showtime. Bring a blanket and a chair, and we got tables and chairs set up, but we got plenty of room for you, so come on down here soon. Come hungry, y'all.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents. And Doug.
Breathe out and repeat after me. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Your bird is eating my candles.
Your bird is eating my candles.
No, seriously, he's making a mess.
No, seriously, he's...
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. This part of the program brought to you by Troop Booth and Heirloom Jewelers. He's looking to buy, folks, so if you want to make a little cash and you've got a bunch of jewelry that you never wear and never even think about wearing, try Troop Booth out. Call him at 260-0066. Set up an appointment. You'll go on in, usually in the morning, so he has plenty of time. He'll look over the jewelry you bring in. He'll give you an evaluation, and if you agree on the value right then and there, you get paid right then and there. Whether you think it's going to be too valuable, too expensive, or it's a bunch of junk, you don't know until you go see the expert Troop Booth. And, hey, you could end up walking away from Heirloom Jewelers with extra cash in your pocket. And if you're looking to buy fine, antique, unique jewelry items, Heirloom Jewelers is also the place to go. They're located at 6948 Vaughn Road here in Montgomery. Go online to heirloomjewelersal.com, see their selection. But, again, if you're looking to sell some of that jewelry you never use, never wear, and are willing to part with for a little bit of cash, or maybe a whole lot of cash, Heirloom Jewelers and Troop Booth is the place to go. Call them today, 260-0066. We're a little behind here because of playing the mayor's whole announcement. Sobering words, frustrating words, to be blunt about it. But let's do this quickly, folks. JD, welcome to News and Views.
Hey, what's going on, Joey?
How you doing, bud? What's up?
Oh, man, I'm going to tell you what. Frustrating is not even the word for what he just said. I think it's absolutely ridiculous and preposterous. The state's going to shut down everybody. I understand you small businesses. I used to have one. I don't care. You don't have one now. You've never been through this. You need to understand where these folks are coming from. You left all the liquor stores open. That was good. The state made its revenue. The state's not going to lose out on its revenue. But if anybody thought for one single solitary minute that it wasn't going to hit Alabama or it was going to pass when everything else passed. No, Alabama's going to be the last state for it to hit. It's the last state for music to hit. It's the last place 90% of the people want to travel to. Hey, Joey, we live in Florida. Let's try. Hey, what you want to do? Let's go to Alabama. That's it. We're not in football season. Nobody's traveling to Alabama. So this is going to be the last spot that the virus really hit.
Well, what's so frustrating is the whole point of the slow the spread strategy and the shutdowns was to build up medical capacity.
Everybody forgot
that. And when the goalposts kept moving, and if we didn't build up enough capacity, that's what's frustrating. But, JD,
well,
I appreciate
it. No reason we should have been able to take care of this.
Appreciate the call, JD. Thank you, sir. 272-9228. James, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. God bless America. I'm away from the radio. I can't get y'all certain parts down here, but how's Montgomery? Is it opening back up? Something must have just been announced. I didn't hear that part.
It has opened up back up with the rest of the state, but over the last week or so, we've seen a rise in virus instances and confirmed cases. Now, some of that is due to increased testing, but it's outpacing slightly the rate of increased testing. So there is a rise, and now they're worried about ICU and general medical capacity here in for the Montgomery and surrounding areas, so much so that they're shipping some people up to Birmingham. Mm-hmm. And so the mayor came out and said, we need to be vigilant. There's no new government action, but he's asking folks on a voluntary basis to be extra vigilant over the Memorial Day weekend because they are seeing this rise.
My only comment is that, you know, I've heard some people complaining about having to wear a mask, but it's not really about the strict of wearing a mask. I'm trying to keep other people. It's not just about me.
Right.
It's about the spreading of it. So, you know, it's not hurting us to wear a mask. So So I encourage everybody to wear them. It's just, but are they trying to open any restaurants downtown or?
There have been openings with limited capacity and distancing, and restaurants are taking every precaution they can to open up but still stay safe. And really what it sounded like to me from the mayor is, hey, there's also been a lot of people sharing the words of Dr. David Thrasher, who's been treating a lot of folks, and it's been heartbreaking for him, and I imagine so. And we're just seeing a rise in cases, and it's putting strain on medical capacity, so they're asking folks to be extra vigilant, especially over a holiday weekend.
All right, well, I'll let y'all go, but, hey, I hope God takes care of us.
I'm sure he will.
Have a great day, bud.
Thank you, James. Bye-bye. Let's go to Joan. Hey, Joan.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing? How are you?
Well, I want to tell you guys I really enjoy your show, and I also found it on my way back home on a Saturday. I live in Alexander City, so I went online, and I found you, and I got you through iTunes. And I really enjoy your show.
Thank you, Joan. Really appreciate that.
But there's one thing I have to be critical of.
Come on.
You guys. We don't need to cuss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Joey.
Even harsh letters.
The one that does it? Is Joey the one that
yes.
cusses?
Yes. Always.
Okay. Joey doesn't need the F word.
Exactly.
Or even saying just the letter.
I tell him this all the time.
Eddie, you shut up.
Joey.
You don't buy what Eddie's saying right now.
Well,
sometimes I hear you, Joan, and I accept the criticism.
Good, because I listen to lots of conservative radio stations, and they don't cuss.
Right, and I do my level best not to actually say the words when I get frustrated. But
and I understand your frustration, because when I was younger, I didn't have much control either, but the older you get, you
got to
control.
So. Yes, ma'am. So I apologize for using the harsh letters and abbreviations.
Thank you very much.
Thank
but
you.
I do enjoy your show, and I will continue listening. And if I hear you again, I'm going to call you again.
Yes, ma'am. You keep me straight.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
Bye.
Bye. You know, Eddie, I'm going to have to put you on probation.
Huh?
Wait, is your mic not on? Is your mic not on? Is it almost like I can control the buttons here? Thanks for throwing me under the bus there, Broheen.
Hey, dude, I'm a businessman. Sorry.
More news and views when we come back. 272-9228.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is there to help our community, as always has. We're going to continue to do our battery replacements and no charge through the end of May. Come visit us as our showroom is now open. All our gifting is available. Our repair shops are wide open. Appraisals are wide open. Buy, sell, and trade is wide open. Anything you can imagine, we can make it at Marguerite's, because we make it, we really make it. Come visit us, let the girls help you, let them gift wrap it. Any ideas you want, we're open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday on Vaughan Road. Thank you.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Do you know the proper way to prevent the spread of COVID-19 in your office? We do. We're Jana King, the king of clean, for over 30 years, and we've developed comprehensive programs to address proper cleaning and disinfection. We have experience in applying disinfecting programs in hospitals, office buildings, schools, and other venues. Now we're ready to help and able to assist customers that need disinfecting services. Go to JanieKingCleans.com now to learn more. That's JanieKingCleans.com.
Jana King, the king of clean.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a comfortable day in progress. High temperature up to about 82 today. A sun and cloud mix. Rain chances not quite zero, but about 20%. There could be an isolated shower later on this afternoon or early this evening. Partly cloudy tonight. Overnight low 61. Tomorrow, high in the mid-80s. Friday's high, 90 to 91. We'll be in the low 90s on Saturday. Low to mid-90s on Sunday. Hot and steamy Memorial Day weekend with a chance of a spotty random pop-up shower or thunderstorm each day in the heat of the afternoon and into the evening hours, and not much change on Memorial Day Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views. Time remains the enemy here, folks. I'm very short on time. After the mayor, the Montgomery Emergency Management Agency director, Christina Thornton, she's the lady with the mask on there next to the mayor in the video, she said that while Birmingham and Mobile had their surges in March and April, it gave Montgomery time to stock up on ventilators and PPE. But now, as you heard the mayor say, the issue is with ICU beds. But Thrasher, the EMA director, said cases have grown significantly over the last week or two. Alabama and Montgomery probably hit a peak this last weekend. I look daily at the bed counts, ICU beds, negative pressure rooms, and ventilators. Right now, there's a large capacity, and they are holding their own.
Really?
And she's now saying, you know, take precautions, especially over this holiday weekend, because we don't want to test that too much. But right now, the emergency director is saying we're holding our own. They did build up capacity to a degree.
I'm glad they did,
though. Period. But, yeah, sobering words from the authorities today. No new government action, but they are telling folks we need to be vigilant, extra vigilant. It seems our peak came later than other parts of the country or even other parts of the state. Before we go to the calls, this part of the program brought to you by Eddie Bader and the Goodson Group.
Hey, Joey. How you doing,
any
man?
New listings?
I've got a new listing coming out. I think it should hit the market today, man. It's 66 Harrison Court. It's up in Dietzel, right outside of Millbrook. It's a three-bedroom, three-and-a-half-bath house with a saltwater pool. This house, Joey, as I've seen you, shown you in the pictures, absolutely gorgeous. We're going to put it on the market for under $300,000. Its value is much higher than that, but it will be on the market for under $300,000. And last night, Christy and I, my partner Christy Kane and I were talking, and we are running out of listings. So if you are considering putting your home on the market, or if you just hadn't had any luck with selling it on your own or whatever, please give us a call. You can call me direct. Line is 334-322-0662. But we've sold probably 40% of our listings in the last 6 weeks. We're picking a few up now and there, and also we work with buyers. I got buyers I'm meeting with this afternoon, so we can help you find that next house or your forever home.
So whether you're looking to buy or sell, whether buy or list your house, call Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group.
Right.
He's got a great team put together. 322-0662. Let's very quickly go to Chris. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. Real quick, I'm kind of confused here. I know we have an influx of people going to ICU, but the problem I'm having here is that they're not explaining who these people are.
Right.
And I know under HIPAA rules you can't tell. My thought was, and I think I've heard and read, you know, we've had some nursing homes in Greenville and around our surrounding area that's gotten hit with this stuff. And when it gets into nursing home, it's like fire tinder. I mean, it goes through so fast. Are these people 26-year-old young males with no pre-existing conditions, or is this an influx from Greenville and some of these other nursing homes coming into the community having to be moved here?
According to a lot of folks have been sharing the words of Dr. David Thrasher. He's saying that, you know, normally this time of year we see 60 to 80 patients with breathing problems, but it's usually a slow time in the year. May is, but last weekend doctors in the practice saw 140 hospitalized patients, including 119 with confirmed COVID-19. He said the most important figure to him is the number of people hospitalized with complications of COVID-19. So it's not just asymptomatic folks. And he said he was shocked that it was a lot of folks 25 to 49. So we're, I think,
a
we're
lot
just,
of folks. But I mean, I know. So is it all there? I mean, the numb is
right.
The problem.
Yes.
I think everybody's having here. We're getting part of the story. So when you have a pay, and now 83 people in a nursing home in Greenville were tested positive, and there was an article about that. Did they end up here in Montgomery?
That's a good question.
Yeah, they're either going to be siphoned into this or they're going to be sent to Birmingham.
That's where I'm thinking the big failure is on this.
Right.
It's perspective. There's no perspective out there. And now, do you need to wear a mask? I would probably do that. I'd be a little careful and cautious right now. But at the same time, you start hearing, screaming, yelling, ICU's at capacity.
Right.
We're not, but it was it an influx of people being brought here because of nursing homes, and which we've seen time and time again, the majority of deaths, a good number of deaths, all over the United States are coming from nursing homes. But they're not talking about that. Did the Nursing Home Association, are they available to talk to us about it? Is the city going to say, or is the health department, have they gone to nursing homes like they did in Florida and say, look, there's precautions you've got to take? I mean, I just something adding up there.
Right.
So
even somebody from the Alabama Department of Public Health is saying, I don't have a specific indicator as to why that county did go up, but we do know that some of the cases were epidemiologically linked. You're right. There's a lot of unknowns still here. And, again, no new mandates from the government, just extra caution. Take precaution during the holiday weekend. I got to run, Chris.
Y'all take care.
Hey, take care, Chris.
We're going to have to end the show here, unfortunately. We're out of time, time being the enemy. But Dan Morris is next. Y'all stay tuned.
Good show.
I'm sure we'll cover this as well as other things going on. Thank you for listening to News and Views from 9 to noon. And Joan, appreciate the words. I'll try not to use harsh letters
anymore.
Well,
you should try to, you know.
Don't you even.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for listening. Dan Morris is next.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and we are thrilled to be open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. We are loaded with hundreds of mattresses on sale from great factories, Serta, Jameson, Beautyrest, Southern, and others. New models have arrived, but I still have loads of discontinued models to liquidate. Save hundreds on hybrids, latex, memory foam, and plain old mattresses, as I have to clear out over 50 models to make room for the new stuff. This sale is limited to stock, so hurry in for the best selection. We have many twin-long mattresses in stock and adjustable bases on sale. All beds and headboards are also on sale. No interest financing is available with approved credit, and we offer delivery throughout Central Alabama. Mr. Sandman is a stocking dealer with three warehouses packed with inventory, so you can have a new mattress